Hello, and welcome to the MVP Tech Talk, Career, Coding, and Cookies. My name is Paras Vadera, and here's my co-host and fellow MVP, Lance McCarthy.
Hello. So this show is designed to share best practices on career soft skills, ITI topics, and dev solutions. This also includes OSS technologies with our community.
Today, we'll be covering HTTP client strengths
and streams.
All right, let's start. I'm going to switch to my machine.
What do we got here today?
Hey, Lance. So remember we were talking one day, you wanted to get an image in your app, and you were wondering how I could do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm today, obviously, you know, we figured it out. So we'll show our viewers how to stream an image into your app. So here we have a universal Windows app. We've basically referenced JSON.NET component from NuGet. Here we have a blank universal Windows app. As you can see, we have a JSON.NET component reference from NuGet already. We'll be writing some code using HTTP client to fetch a string of data. It will be an image URL. Once we have the string with us, we will use that to stream the image down and display it in your app on the device. So we've already created the screen, which has a button to fetch the image. So all we have to do here is create a get image click handler, and it will call the get API data async method, which we'll be writing shortly. And this method returns a string, which represents an image URL on the internet. Once we have done that, you will see basically all we are doing is using HTTP client, and we are setting up some properties so that in case the provider provides us inflated or gzip data, we can deal with that. In this case, we are basically fetching a string corresponding to the today's Bing image of the day. So if you go to bing.com and the background you see will be the image we'll get here. We use the get string async, as I mentioned earlier, and we display the raw JSON response that we get back. So you will see what's the response that Bing sends us. And Lance will write a method that will take that URL and stream it down to your app. If I run this quickly, you will notice that we have a button on our screen. And once we click it, it should stream, it should fetch the data from the Bing URL. Okay, so as you see, we just ran the app. We have a button here which just calls out get image. Once we click this, the method we just wrote will be called, and the string data related to the Bing image of the day is fetched from the server, and we just display the raw response over here for you to view. Now, this string is sent to the method that Lance will be writing, and you will see the image being streamed down to the device once he takes this image and calls his method from there.
All right, so now we're going to switch devices. So thank you, Paris. So what he has done, like he explained, was he got the raw JSON. So at this point, I want to get the image URL for wherever that image lies. It changes every day, and this is the point of the API. So the first thing I'm going to do is you can choose to use the paste as JSON as classes, or you can go to like JSON to C#.com, where we take the JSON and we make it into a model. So let's look at what this is real quick. So I've taken that JSON and I've turned it into a model so that we can deserialize it. And that's outside the scope of what this video is today, but just to let you know, this is where this class comes from. So once we do get this, I've got this whole string, we need to run a method. So let's take this little click handler code snippet that I have. And you can see here, I just take a task and then I return a bitmap image from that task, in particular, a writable bitmap. So basically a writable bitmap, the reason why we're doing this is we want access to that image data. Yes, you can just take a URL and you can plug it into an image and say, okay, get the image from this source, but it doesn't give you access to the pixel data to do effects on it, or say you want to do it somewhere else in the app, or you want to save the image. Once you pull that down, the pixel data is gone. So here's a solution that will let you take that image, do things to it, and do some really cool stuff. So let's take a look at the next method that I've written. So I'm going to drag and drop the snippet in here, just below there. And let's walk through this. So just like the get string async method, we set up a handler. And the handler says, OK, in case the server does compression, and if it is deflate or gzip, we're all good. We pass that handler to a new instance of the HTTP client. Now, you might think this is voodoo, because it kind of is. We're going to pass the image URL, which we got from Paris's JSON. And what I get back, let's take a look at what IntelliSense tells us here. Sends a GET request to the specified URI and return the response body as a stream in an async operation. So this is the cool part. Now we've got that image data in a stream object. The problem at this point is that this stream object is read-only. So before we can stop playing with it or do whatever you want with it, let's copy it into a memory stream object. There are several different approaches you can do here. You can get the byte array, or convert back and forth, play with the buffer. But I feel that this is the most straightforward approach. So right here, you can see that we're copying memory stream. And then we rewind the stream to zero. So this is something to take notice of. Once you're using streams, you're like, wait, it's empty. The image is gone. What happened to it? This is because we need to rewind back to the point. So let's say that we've copied the stream down, moved it into the memory. And when we copy it over, the point that where that byte is at the very end. So we want to rewind back to point zero before we do anything further with it. So what do we do next with it? In here, we have a writable bitmap object. This is what we're going to return for the task. So we just set the source of the writable bitmap using the memory stream as random access stream, which is an extension method that makes this a heck of a lot easier for you. So we return this from the task, and then we get to show it in the UI. So let's spin this up. We've got a full screen, and let's click it and see what's going on. All right, there we go. So as you can see, here's the original JSON response. And what we just did to it, we got the image data, and we display it in an image control. So let's go back to the code one more time just to see how that got placed into it and what I actually did with the writable bitmap. We could have just said, OK, make image source the same as cached bitmap image. But what I wanted to do was make sure you have this available for future access. You could save it as a JPEG. So you could take this bitmap image and use a Lumia imaging SDK, for example, do some cool effects on it, and then show it to the user that way. You couldn't do that with just setting a URI image source. So as you can see here, getting streams are extremely simple. As long as you know what to expect, it's a couple lines of code, and accessing APIs are tons of fun once you get used to it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we were trying this out, I learned a lot about the streams as well. It's just a very simple way that Windows provides you now for universal Windows apps to stream any kind of data, whether it's an image, audio, or a video file that you wanted to plug in into your app.
That's a good point. I just recently finished writing an app where I wanted sound effects. And you know, you could just say to the media element, play this MP3 file. But you know, you want to keep those MP3 files locally, you do GetStream, and you save it as an MP3 file. So that's all we have to share today. Straightforward, simple, and powerful. HTTP client is totally worth your time.
All right. Thanks for watching MVP Tech Talks.
Have a good day.